we should say, hey, let's pork with it.
Hey, Bob, I'm saying shit's Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
This is Miles of the DVA, or what?
Miles of the DVA.
That's right. The British Dental Association.
Yes.
So, Miles, it's almost Christmas, Miles.
Yes.
And so this is Christmas.
Oh, I got your card.
And what have you done? Another year older.
That's not my favorite Christmas song.
No, I believe your favorite one is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, now you know which one I like now. You know it. Come on.
Feed the world.
Although I like that one.
Father Christmas, give me some money.
No, come on. What? All these years? Come on.
Why would I know your favorite?
What could it be?
Oh, that's right. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Yeah. Every year.
We've sang it more than once.
I love that song, man. I don't care. I do.
Peace on earth. Can it be?
Something
he beats his kids, plays golf on days.
It's the law for me.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, I know. You watch it every year, Bowie and Crosby.
I love that song. I don't care. I love it.
Hey, David. What's good? I believe they did a road movie together. Back then.
Oh, yeah. The road to Trannyville, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say. The road to Androgyny. Androgynous Road.
I'm sorry, Androgyny. Yeah, it wasn't I was completely wrong. It was not called that.
That's right. David, why are you wearing a skirt?
Well, let me tell you all about it.
I don't know, Bing.
Oh, could it be?
I believe they were supposed to be cast in Some Like It Hot, but then, Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis got their roles, so go figure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Flavor of the month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're both passed away now, so there could be some reimagining at this point.
Yeah, laugh all you want.
What? No, that's a good song.
I love that song. I don't care.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder how long they'll stick around now that, they're both dead.
Oh.
You know, everybody fades from memory eventually there.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, so, what?
The kids today, they probably know Bowie because he died rather than knowing him for,
David who?
Yeah. Was he in the Monkees?
Almost. Yeah.
So, what's happened to you this week?
I don't know, really a whole lot. We had, Desiree over here the other night, so that was kind of interesting.
Well, there you go. So, did she give you your Christmas gift, or what?
Yeah, I actually got a kiss,
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were joking about mistletoe, and my wife ran out and bought some fake mistletoe, and,
Did you hang it from your belt, or what?
Yeah, no, I did. No, we hung it up here.
Oh, Desiree, you see what's on my belt buckle? I've got a mistletoe belt buckle. You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, so I got a little kiss on the cheek, which is nice, yeah.
I don't want to say this girl goes down on a lot of guys, but she's got YKK on her cheek.
I feel bad for her not to go into her own personal life, but she kind of had her break She had a breakup recently.
Again?
Yeah, I know. I feel bad. It was actually a very nice person, and
it didn't work out.
You know, these kids nowadays.
Not everybody wants to get penicillin shots just to date each other. So.
So yeah, I know, right? So she's over here, and my wife's like, you know, hey, Desiree, you know, what's going on in the old love life?
Yeah.
Like, oh, not much. You got anyone lined up? No. Well, you sure?
You got anybody lined up? Is that really a question you ask somebody?
It wasn't those words, but it was kind of, you know, like, hey, you know, see anybody? She goes, no, I'm kind of in a dry spell. She goes, if things don't pick up, she goes, I'll be doing one of you before the year's over.
Was it you and her, or two somebody else's, or what?
Me and my wife were in the room when she said this. So
well, there you go.
Well, I go, I got a 50-50 shot at this.
Well, I was thinking she probably was leaning more towards your wife.
Yeah, probably she had the choice. She'd be like, listen, I think I'd rather just, yeah.
It's like an 85-15 split, you know what I mean?
I couldn't bring myself to see Miles naked. It just would be too much.
Exactly.
Yeah. It just would be too, yeah, I'd be like Medusa.
She may get one of those blankets with a hole in it just for whatever they call those. I don't even know.
I got some moves. You know, if I just tuck myself and we turn off the lights, right. I don't think.
The amazing thing is she'd feel like a lesbian either way.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, really, you could, you know, if you ever wanted to experiment, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, well, your nuts are shrinking, so.
No, that's true. Yeah, I was asked by a doctor. Yeah.
Did she get, like, one of the, you remember they used to have those gauges when you blew bubbles, like big bubbles?
Yeah.
Did she get one of those out and measure your calipers, you know, to measure your testes or anything?
She brought out like a part of an egg carton, and this doctor's like, "Now put your berries in here." And,
yeah,
you know,
put the eggs in the basket.
Put them in the back. Now I'm gonna color them.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, like a bag of worms.
All right.
So Desiree is. She's almost hit bottom, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I know. She's considering me. Yeah, she's like. Yeah.
Well, I've been down so goddamn long. That's right. There you go. Miles looks like up to me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, you know, Miles is looking kind of good, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She's got to have some therapy or something.
Now that I've had this third bottle of wine.
You know, you are kind of cute.
That's right. At least you don't smell as bad as you look.
Yeah, well, that's true. I do shower. Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. See?
And I do powder down below. So yeah.
That's true. That's all fresh.
My Gold Bond medicated.
Yeah. That's fresh as a daisy down below. A little bit dusty, but fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, no, I just thought that was kind of a weird comment. Yeah, if things don't pick up, I'm going to be doing one of you before the year's over.
I'd be worried if I were you. I think this is, you know.
I am, but I'm not. You know, I'm like, well, you know.
There may be an exit for your wife here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
You know, the two breadwinners will just run off together, and there'll be you left. You know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. In a van down by the river.
Living in a van.
Down by the river.
Yep, see?
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what this lady's going to say. You know what I'm saying? She might.
Well, you know, I just take it as flattery and move on.
Yeah. No. The year's not out yet. No.
That's right. Note to self, invite Desiree over for New Year's.
Invite her over for New Year's. You know, the year's
Speaking of end of the year, Desiree, have you got any plans for the new year? I'm just saying.
It's not midnight on the West Coast yet. Just saying.
I got a slip and slide and a whole bottle of Vaseline here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Let's say you were possibly like an oceanographer type person, and I will be Shamu.
I'm a manatee.
Push me back into the water here.
I'm a merman.
You're looking to complete your thesis. Anyway.
I'm the last man on Earth, and you're a survivor, if you will, of an airplane crash or something.
Let's play you're a zombie, but instead of brains, you like dick.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
It's all the rage. Just saying.
You know what a gobble wobbler is? Yeah, yeah. So I got New Year's Eve, I guess, coming up. So yeah, sweet. Yeah.
I believe I don't know. You're more into that than I. You have to look up Dick Zombies. I don't know. It might be a porno out there.
I'm sure it's been done. I'm sure it's been done.
Yeah, they're all walking around going cock, cock.
Well, that might be.
There's like all these guys laying around going, come over here.
Oh, next. I'm Rick Grimes, come here.
You would think if they were really zombies, they wouldn't be so particular.
So, yeah.
Well, that's nice. You got that going for you.
Yeah, I got that going. So, yeah, New Year's Eve, who knows? You know?
Let me just tell you one thing, Desiree. Goonga Alunga.
You know my zodiac sign is? It's penis rising. Yes.
Poor Desiree.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. That's bad.
Such a beautiful, loose woman.
Yeah, well, some people, like to push the envelope a little bit, I suppose.
I guess. Got me.
It's not for us to judge.
I believe we're going to have a superhero New Year's, in case you want to wear your outfit over here.
You believe in Wonder Woman at all?
There you go. My goodness.
Who were they, Gleek and Jaina? Who is the son of the twins?
Zan and Jaina, and Gleek was the monkey. Yeah.
Did you dress as Jaina, maybe, or Gleek?
What is your powers? But let's see, what was it? Jaina could be any kind of animal, and then Zan was any type of liquid. So. let me think what kind of liquid you might be.
Let me think.
I'm not so sure.
Not so sure.
I'm not positive about that.
So who knows? Maybe I'll get a Christmas present I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. I doubt it. It'll probably end up like that dream that you had, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where you're waved off in the corner.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
We got enough going on over here. We don't need to add anything. These cookies are the best. We don't need your ingredient.
Same
filled. It'll be over here if you need it.
I'll just be over here.
Don't mind me. Don't look in the camera.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool, you know. Yeah.
That's really cool.
You know, guest comes over and says, hey, I might just be doing you, you know.
You don't get that every day, I don't think.
No, we don't usually have guests come over here that say stuff like that and open up.
Well, you know, at least she's, well, I don't know if she's honest yet. We'll find out.
I don't know. I usually get like, I don't want to sit by Miles.
Yeah, so exactly. Could people, you like, switch don't seats it, with but me?
Yeah, people will just like take the floor before they sit by me by the couch. They'll be like, oh, no, no.
I was going to say, whenever your kids leave you, you're gonna have to hire like a, you know, an immigrant or something to sit on your other side. You know?
Yeah.
My neighbor. This is my wife, and then this is my hired helper, Pedro. He's sitting next to me.
Let's invite my neighbor over.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi. You think he'd sit by you? I don't think he would, but...
Yeah, but then he'd get all religious with it.
Yeah, that's true. He'd probably touch your leg or something.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's into that stuff.
Miles, you smell like powder.
Would you say Gold Bond powder?
What is that fragrance you have on, Miles?
The alluring, yes.
It smells like the stuff I put on my chickens so they don't get mites. Well, that's nice. It's sure. Almost a holiday season. Did you do you want to tell everybody what you're hoping to get this Christmas, Miles? Or what everybody, you know, what would you wish for?
Well, I guess we already went over that, but okay, yeah.
Well, no. Besides... I mean, she offered that. That wasn't something... Well, maybe you have been wishing for it. I don't know.
She didn't offer it. She was joking.
Oh, well, I would take her at her word. I would be... You know.
It was just funny. It so caught me off guard. I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? What did you just say?
Just one moment, please.
I'm satiated. You know, I don't really need anything for Christmas.
Really? You're satiated. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm very content.
Well, I don't have a story, so I'm trying to stretch here.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. You didn't have a story either this week, huh?
No, I don't. I'm trying to think of anything that happened, but nothing really is amazingly interesting. It's all very bland and boring for the most part. So,
let me see here. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, I had something good, and I put it on the back burner last week because I wanted to tell my story of this.
No, I was just curious. Well, you know, the kids are growing up. I mean, the Christmas is not the same as it was, really. So,
no, it's not. It's not.
You basically got two adults now.
Yeah, I know.
For the most part.
Yeah, my wife made the mistake of telling my son that she had bought him jeans for Christmas, and he was not cool with that. Yeah.
Uncool, Mom. I'm going to go to Chicago and eat bacon and eggs with gangsters.
Yeah. He's got to bring back the jeans. Thinking about
it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he needed jeans.
You know, back in the day, you got socks and were grateful for socks and slippers.
I was never I got socks. I was never grateful for socks.
That's all I got was like, okay, maybe a wallet, PJs, slippers.
I got everything practical from my parents. So I got socks, I got underwear, I got shirts.
Yeah.
And then the things that weren't practical were Lifesavers storybook.
Yeah.
And then I would get a box of Pop-Tarts.
That is so sad.
Laugh, but I did. Every year I got a box of Pop-Tarts.
This is the saddest Christmas ever. Oh, my God.
I've never mentioned this because I did. Pop-Tarts.
I know your thing about the Book of Candy thing.
Yes,
there,
the Book of Candy, the Lifesavers Book of Candy. Well, years I got the generic version, but anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Lifesavers. It was like, you know, probably won't kill you candy or whatever they call it. I don't know. So yeah, that was every year.
Yeah.
And then I got Pop-Tarts every year as well.
A box of boy splurge, man. Let's go crazy. You know what? Let's go crazy. Let's buy them 2 boxes this year.
I got 2 boxes 1 year.
A box of pop? Really?
Yes.
Wow, talk about stuff for Christmas.
And they wrapped them individually if I got more than 1 box. So.
Were they wrapped in newspaper?
My mom, everything's individual. There's no, you know, a combining of gifts in 1 box or anything. It's all individual.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently she has no trouble spending money on wrapping paper.
Oh, I stole this from work.
Yeah, but she does have a problem with, you know.
She's probably like dumpster diving, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, we always had to reuse the boxes. That was another thing, you know. You had to reuse the boxes.
Yeah.
You couldn't tear the box up. You had to
fold. No.
That fold up, and then also the bows. The bow had to go back in the bow bag.
And any nice bags that had little handles on them.
Yeah, that was much less. They didn't have those when I was there. I don't remember any of those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then my grandmother and my aunt and uncle would get me some toys, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, my parents every once in a while give me toys, but mostly it was fairly practical stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure that if I talked to my mother about this, she would say, no, we got you toys, you know.
We bought you a Hot Wheel once, remember?
Yeah, we did. My brother and I did get a slot car track 1 year.
Wow, nice.
Well, you know, it wasn't the... It wasn't AFX or anything. It was, you know, like the generic
right.
track. And I want to tell you, having two younger boys who are trying to share something is not a positive experience in anybody's book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, needless to say, this slot car track got trashed within a few months because somebody would inevitably get mad and they'd break it, so.
That's why we can't have nice stuff.
That's right. So I'm like, why, you know, as I get older, why would you have us share something at all? There's no sharing. Yeah.
Share.
There's no sharing in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I must say, it must be honest that I probably was the one that broke it. Because my brother was much bigger than I was.
Yeah, the guy's a mountain.
Yeah, and so whenever he said it was, you know, his or whatever, he could enforce it pretty easily, so.
I think I just won the slot car derby.
So I probably broke everything because then my only retaliation was to break it.
Yeah.
That was my only out.
All right, I quit.
That's right. I'll stomp all over this motherfucker.
You're the originator of the rage quit that these kids do nowadays, you know.
The what? Video.
The rage quit.
Oh, yeah, the rage quit, yeah. I'm sure I did a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, they just get pissed off, like, I rage quit, I'm done.
Yeah, and I break things, yeah.
Yeah, I was a quitter, too.
But we're both the youngest, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal, I think.
I got hit in the mouth once with baseball when playing baseball. I quit. I said I quit.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I cried. I walked home and cried. Yeah.
Yeah.
I quit. Yeah.
So, my brother would throw a blanket on me and then hold me on the ground until I passed out, basically.
And then he'd let the mailman in. He would touch me under the blanket.
No, he did. He loved to do that. It would just drive me insane.
Oh my god.
He'd throw the blanket over my head and tackle me.
Yeah.
And then hold me down until I totally flipped out and I would be exhausted and just play dead. That was my childhood. Pop-Tarts and possum.
That is so weird, man. That is like the weirdest story.
What do you mean? It happened to me like on a weekly basis. I don't know what's so weird about it.
Yeah.
I mean, on a it was
weekly
like,
basis?
What?
This doesn't happen once?
No, this happened over and over again.
Oh, my God.
That was his go-to thing.
It gets in the blanket or it gets the hose again.
Well, he'd get in trouble if he punched me.
No, don't hit him.
But if he basically, in essence, threw me in a gunny sack and held me down, it was okay.
That's okay. That was okay.
That was fine.
Yeah.
What's that on your floor? Your brother?
Yeah.
Is he still breathing?
I don't care.
Oh, my God. Who's going to change the channel now?
Yeah, the little bitch ain't going to do it.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll do it.
He'll never touch that slot car game again.
That's right. I guess yep. You didn't get treated the same way I did.
Oh no! I got some rough treatment. Man, I got vice grips dropped on my head once by her brother.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the you know.
I didn't get no blanket party though, like you, man.
Blanket party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't get the Silence of the Lambs treatment or whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
He'd pick me up and carry me around like that sometimes. It was terrible.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, exactly. Sling me over his shoulder and then drop me on the floor. And
oh, Santa Claus.
It was.
Your brother did it to you?
Yeah, they put me up like swing me around.
Wow.
Oh, that is terrible.
Oh, yeah, I guess that didn't. I don't know. I don't remember that happening to me.
I guess you guys didn't have a lot of blankets laying around, apparently.
We are pretty poor, yeah. We didn't have no blankets.
Well, thankfully, my grandmother was a quilter, and so we had plenty of.
There's another blanket!
No! Grandma, let me tell you about this miracle thing called Velcro. Can we put Velcro? I need an escape hatch in every one of these goddamn quilts you're putting out here.
I want you in my sack. That's weird.
Well, I don't know. That's how he tortured me.
I'll never look at Christmas again. Same way.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Just a little weird, but, you know.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.